Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
How is everyone doing? Gia, looking sun-kissed and beautiful.
I was going to say.
Fresh off the heels of a bachelorette.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Not a lot of Taylor listening this weekend, unfortunately, but that's okay.
No.
I got my few moments.
What did you guys listen to the most over the weekend? Pump up stuff, always.
A lot of pump up, of Disney.
Of course.
It was Francesca's Bachelorette.
Of course. It is that kind of crew.
Yes.
Love it.
Lots of Disney, lots of musicals, throwbacks, just all around.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Just very Francesca-esque music.
Very nice.
But yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, I know. I know you chatted all about it with the girls already. Yeah. That's out, I think, right? That should be out by the time you hear this.
Sometime soon,
for sure.
Yeah.
So definitely listen to the recap of the whole thing. But before... Tell us something you didn't tell them. Like, tell us some drama. Was there drama? Like, what was going on?
No, there was really no drama at all.
It seemed light on drama for sure.
Yeah, because
like,
I didn't sense any
craziness.
No,
you know,
because there wasn't really like a place for drama to unfold because
right.
we only went out one night.
Right.
And
which I think, by the way, is the right thing to
yes.
do. Like, every bachelorette party I've gone on, we try to go out every night, and it's like, it's death. By the third night, you're just not even having fun
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. But we only went out Saturday night, so it was perfect. So there wasn't really any, like, fighting. Francesca's friends are so, like, normal mm-hmm. and chill. And I'm trying to think if there was anything that I didn't say on there.
Yeah.
But, like, no. Like, it was just all
vibes,
around
good
a good
times.
Vibe.
That's
yeah,
lucky.
Yeah.
That's lucky and fun and just and
yeah.
fabulous. Love
yeah.
that.
I like Francesca's friends a lot. They're great,
She's
great
got a
girls.
Good, a good
yeah.
group of girls for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah,
fabulous.
we had a fun time. I'm glad to be back in New York though.
Oh yeah.
And
it is nice to be back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice to be back, and we're just you know, couple days away from Paris.
It's so fucking crazy. I keep
soon.
Like forgetting that it's literally
in
2 weeks. Or,
it's really making
yeah.
me panic. Oh, by the way, we're taking a boat ride one day.
Oh, fabulous.
I'll let you know everything on me. I'm just like, I have like 14 different group chats going on for that, like that are talking about this.
Yeah.
And everybody just like, everyone's kind of in like that hover mode. We're like, we should do this. And nobody wants to just like book and do stuff and whatever. So people have started kind of like booking stuff. So I'm just like, yeah, include, whatever. We'll figure it out. Like
yeah.
it's that vibe right now. Because I keep forgetting that it's like, it's just a massive group.
No, it's
massive
crazy.
Group.
I know. I bought my dress,
Ooh!
Which I'm very excited for.
Yay!
I think I said that
yeah,
on here,
did.
But I was going to do like, clothes that I already own, and of course I had to buy a full new outfit.
No, of course
outfit,
not.
But
this is an exciting moment, and I think
it's
even more
Paris.
Exciting. It's Paris, one. Two,
yeah.
I also think that, like, with the rumors on the horizons, this is something that's happened since we last spoke, rumors on the horizon that Torture Poets Department is going to be added to the set list.
Yeah.
Now, I very much did not think that this was going to be
Me
true.
Too.
I
feel
like
we've
no
talked
way.
About this a lot, being
yeah.
like, absolutely not.
Not a chance,
yeah.
no way, whatever. But there was a YouTube short that was put out of Taylor back in the, you know.
Like training.
Back training.
Yeah, yeah.
Back.
Practicing, whatever.
Practicing,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. What's rehearsal.
Rehearsal,
back
yeah.
rehearsing with, I could not think of the name. Rehearsing with everyone. And, it was all in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing that purple skirt. Also purple. Purple are, people are like,
yeah.
what's the deal with purple? She had purple nails, purple skirt, purple something else. People were pointing out all the purple.
Interesting.
I don't know. But so there was one point in the YouTube shorts where she's standing on like what looks like a ledge that looks like it could be used for the man. Like the one of the things she like,
yeah.
metal thing she holds
yeah.
onto. But inside, like, she's holding onto the railing, and in front of the railing, it looked like...
It says,
TTPD.
Like, it looks like the logo of TTPD
yeah.
a
yeah.
little bit. And people were saying it kind of looks like the end of, like, a bed frame.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously in the Fortnite music video,
mm-hmm.
like, she throws around the bed frame, whatever. And then what else was there? Oh, there was, like, the background, there was, like, they showed it for a split second, but
yeah.
the background dancers were wearing, like, top hats and
canes.
And canes.
Yeah. Or bowler hats. I think
okay.
the same, similar to red, but
okay.
not red. And then they had canes as well.
Yeah.
So no one's really sure about all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really am. I am very curious to see what happens.
I'm curious
am excited
to see
regardless.
Where she places it.
It would have to be at the end, right? Because they're all in order.
I know, but like karma is such
I know.
A good ending
I
to the
know.
Show. So
well,
like,
I don't know.
What would she end it on? Like, I can do it with a broken heart.
Maybe she's doing it before. Maybe she would do it before midnight.
Yeah, maybe. Because it just feels like,
you know, if we're going historically, like midnights happen before torture poets. You know what I mean? I'm very curious to know what happens with all of it.
Me too.
Regardless, I'm excited. And I'm pumped that we're gonna be there.
Yeah.
First night, May 9th. She even put it in her. Let's see. She's breaking all kinds of records, of course, and she put up an Instagram yesterday saying 2.6 million people have bought the album, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whatever that stat is. To be honest, I don't know. She breaks every single record every single day.
I know. So it's really confusing with streams and stuff,
right,
too.
So I don't really know. But yeah. She posted this. My mind is blown. I'm completely floored by the love you've shown this album. 2.6 million. Are you actually serious? Thank you for listening, streaming, and welcoming Tortured Poets into your life. Feeling completely overwhelmed. I was already so fired up to get back on tour, but you doing this May 9th can't come soon enough.
Wow, shit.
So, right.
Hopefully we don't get shit out of luck May 10th.
Yeah, I would be like fucking pissed. Like if something crazy happens on the 9th. I know. If Reputation announcement, I'll die.
No, there's no way.
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way for that. Regardless though, we're going to be on the scene either way.
Yeah, I mean, that makes
it about on the 9th. So if something happens at night on the 9th in Paris, we'll be the first to have it.
That's
true.
That's true.
We're right on the scene. We'll be watching the, or at least I will be watching the live stream by that time, probably. Yeah. We'll be at dinner and stuff. But like, we might be on our boat ride by the Eiffel Tower.
Shit.
And we hear, Karma is my boyfriend.
That would be awesome. Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, that would be something.
I am very curious to see how she plays this into the whole set, if she does do this. Mm-hmm. And someone pointed out something, too. They were like, in her speech during, right before she does Champagne Problems, she'll always say, this show's, an hour, 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's actually 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, I saw that, too.
So people think that she's been kind of hinting at adding it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe she's going to add extra songs.
I'm surprised, too. Also, mysterious white microphone. Nobody knew what that was going to be about.
Yep.
That's one she's been using for rehearsal.
Yep.
There's a white guitar, same guitar that she played at at the 1975 show when she covered The City for them.
Mm.
So there's something going on.
Something's
for
brewing,
sure.
Yeah.
Whether it's a couple of songs or one song or maybe just Fortnite or what? Who knows?
But, yeah.
I think that it's... I think that I will lose my mind. I'll be so excited.
Me too.
It does make me more panicked about making sure we know lyrics to songs in case they're on, they're part
on
of the set list.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
be like, well, fuck. I don't know. I don't know if I know. But the ones I think that she would choose, people think it's going to be Fortnite, Down Bad, But Daddy, I Love Him.
I think,
and there were two more that people were really like.
I think I can do it with a broken heart.
With a broken
definitely
heart for sure.
Has to be on there. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Yeah.
I think that was what people were thinking. And I could probably do fine with all those.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Down Bad for sure.
Down Bad. At the gym.
What's another one that I feel like is pretty easy? Oh, I hope. Guilty as Sin has grown on me so much.
Me too, actually. Me
it's
too.
Like.
And seemingly the world. Everyone is dying for that song right now.
I think it might be top five for me.
Damn.
We also need to do a draft. I keep forgetting. But
we need to
do a
draft.
Maybe
we
next
need to
week.
Do a draft. Yeah, next week we'll do a draft. Well, yeah, we'll wait until maybe next week or maybe after Paris. I want it to sink in a little bit more because I feel I still need some.
Yeah,
to,
and
sink in.
Yeah, we couldn't do it. I haven't listened to it at all this weekend. So
you
which
need
is
more
like
time.
Prime listening time. You know,
you need more time.
Yeah,
I listened to it a lot this weekend. Just a lot of crying on the couch. You know what we need to do. Is somebody put an idea in my Instagram comments because we weren't able to first time react to any of the other albums, people were loving us the Georgia Poets Department, but people think that we should go back and break down lyrics of all the old albums. We've gone through them and a deep dive on whatever, and I feel like we sort of did that for debut, but Folklore is a good one. Evermore.
When we do the deep dive, we can do lyrics
we'll just pull lyrics
that we love.
I think
that'll
be fun.
That is fun.
We've said we have to revisit some of these because the tone has changed and our lives are different.
Big time.
I don't even know. Yeah. But other news, let's see. Taylor has been out and about. Yeah. She's been hanging around out in on the West Coast mostly. She was in LA for a little while. She was rehearsing. And then over this past weekend, she was in Vegas with Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to Patrick Mahomes' charity gala.
Yeah, very cute.
And four Eras Tour tickets went out for $80,000.
Oh, it was 80? Yeah. Oh, right, because they started at 30, right?
Started at 30.
That's crazy. Made it all the way up to 80. That's great. That's a great, great thing to be able to donate. Yeah, it's that's Travis, I just really have grown to really love him so much.
Same. Like, so much more than I thought I would. Oh, everything about him. Obviously, you guys know my bad attitude at the beginning with him. But I just, like, I think sometimes when you see someone that's, like, so genuine and nice and whatever like that, your thought
it's a little sketchy.
It's, like, sketchy and fake and there's something off about it or, like, performative about it or whatever. But he just genuinely seems to be that guy. And it's just, it's lovely.
Just
it's
so
lovely
confident. He knows how to work a crowd. Yep. He looked amazing. His hair's growing out a little bit.
His hair looks great. Ooh. Oh, I love the grown out hair. Oof. Keep that shit out. The pictures that we see and videos of him that we see when he's, like, a little bit younger with that grown out hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So hot.
Grow it the fuck out. Who told you to buzz it. They
yeah, I
wrong.
Think the buzz is hot too, but
it's not bad. But like the long hair, just he just looks so much younger. For some
reason. He does.
He looks fantastic.
He looked fantastic. Taylor looked so beautiful. I love the green. She slays green. A green.
She
really knows how to work a green.
Mm-hmm. She certainly does.
That dress that she wore, I want to buy.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Too. It's like $2,400.
I know,
let's
of course.
See. Let's see the name of it from my girl Taylor Swift Style, who had it up mere seconds after we saw it.
I'm like pretty sure it's like on Revolve.
It is.
Which is funny.
It's called the Regina dress, and it's a Maria Lucia. Maria Lucia Honan.
No idea who that is.
And it probably, that brand probably like could be. $2,405. It says, our girl says, I'm sure some are locked in semi-braid. Our Sparta words to say about this dress, but the only one I can summon up is green. Because she never wears greens. So but she looks so good in it. The fashion historian in me would also be remiss if it didn't pop in my head to say that I most associate with this particular designer with the lovely flowing gowns, which are the brand's signature, as seen in the Begin Again music video.
Oh, okay.
So I just love how she has these morsels of
I love that.
Of history there.
Yeah, the dress came with like a cape that I kind of wish
I saw
she wore.
That.
The cape was very
Me
cool.
Too, the cape was so beautiful.
But
she also wore a cute little shimmer chain of
Vitali.
Yeah. $120.
Yeah.
That's a nice little. A unique classic Taylor high-low necklace. I love the combo of the chain styles, paperclip attachments, and charm drop pendant detail.
Very cute.
Very
cute outfit. Wait, did you see that she was also cheering Travis on during his little golf thing?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was some kind of other
like golf tournament, charity golf tournament. Yeah.
Thing. Lots of charity happening in Vegas this weekend, all NFL related it seems. So I guess everybody's kind of off right now.
I'm pretty sure the gala was Patrick Mahomes Foundation.
Yeah, that was
like 15 and Mahomes or something.
15 and Mahomes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So great.
But the golf. I don't know what the golf part was. Was it all the same thing?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Idea. I'm not sure either.
But yeah, she was hanging out there with Brittany Mahomes, sitting next to each other, besties. Got
like, my
there.
Significant other wants
he
me
got
to get
on stage. Got on stage, called it. People went freaking the fuck out about him calling her significant other. You know, in a good way, being like, oh my god, he
called it's
her
cute.
Significant other. I'm like, yeah, it's cute. It got me thinking for real. What? Because I'm of that age. I don't really like to say boyfriend.
I get that.
So, but significant other sounds so formal.
Yeah, significant other to me sounds
like that's my
little,
man. Oh, that's my man.
Yeah, that's my boo.
That's my boo.
Yeah.
That's my boo thing.
Yeah.
I guess I have said that before. That's my boo thing. Maybe not to their, maybe not behind their back.
Yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
To my friends. Oh, that's my boo thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm 25, so like boyfriend.
That's fine.
But like, yeah, significant other, as to me, partner.
Partner
is a little
also
like
sounds so intense.
Too legit. Yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah.
You're married, like you're like very that's your partner
this
for
is
life.
My partner. It's
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Like shit, you guys come in too?
All right.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I thought it was cute. Significant other, like I feel like if he was like my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I just
it still would have been cute. I think the significant the way he said it too is funny.
Yeah,
but he's like, this is my
other.
Significant other. Because like everybody knows who it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he could have just said Taylor and people would have been like, oh. So I think it's kinda silly in that way, pretending like but that's it's also charming. Like he's just, you know, he's talking about his girlfriend as if not everybody in the world.
Yeah.
That's all, she's the only person everybody in the whole place is watching.
Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of that, sad potential news. And we have not seen confirmation by anyone other than this.
Uh-oh.
But TMZ reported that Taylor and Travis are not going to go to the Met Gala. And it's to avoid being the center of attention. That's what TMZ says. So, and we shall see if that's real or not. They're not really a source that we trust, obviously, but that does make sense, I guess. also but to like avoid interview questions and stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Oh, but like, so do you have to do like the interview stuff? Like, I feel like you can just walk through.
No, you can just walk through. You can totally don't have to. Yeah. I don't really know. I don't know. They would be like the bells of the ball. Obviously, they'd be the
totally everyone
headlines.
Would. Yeah,
everyone would be going apeshit for them. Like,
yeah, so I do
so
get
nuts.
It.
So I get it, but I am devastated. I was really like hanging my hat on that being their very first red carpet moment, like
me
throughout
too.
The whole thing. So,
and they would have slayed the house boots
maybe it's
down.
Just, maybe it's like too much pressure, you know? Like it's,
I get that for
we
sure.
All, we all guessed it was going to be their first red carpet.
And you're opening and yourself to like, a well, lot of criticism, not only totally. With your relationship, whatever, but in like mm-hmm. every movement you do on the red carpet, like your outfits, like yep. everything is going to yep. be judged. So I get that. It's a lot, especially as like your big debut as a couple. Like
totally.
Maybe it's for the best. I mean, I'll be sad because I would love to see her, especially with this theme. I feel like the theme
know,
fits
the
her vibe
theme
so
really
perfectly.
Good.
It's like Hidden Garden, like Secret Garden.
Yeah, it's like basically like Secret Garden, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah,
or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Like
Sleeping Beauty and Secret Gardens yeah. or whatever, I think is the thing. Wait, let's
yeah.
look at the.
It was like
a
like
the
Beauty
theme.
Awakening or something.
Yeah. It's the Garden of Time.
The Garden of Time.
Sleeping Beauties, reawakening fashion.
Okay.
But the general theme for the night is
Garden,
the Garden
of, time.
Of Time.
Okay,
God.
Interesting.
Oh, it's so
I know,
perfect.
I know, it's so perfect.
Damn.
Yeah.
I hate it here, so I will go to...
Secret Gardens in my mind. Also... A song
fantastic.
That's in my top five.
No,
for
I
sure.
can't stop putting that like on my stories and stuff. Like I need to stop. Like I'm trying to switch it up so it's not the same fucking stories, but it's very clear what my favorites are.
I
right
know.
Now, if you follow me on Instagram, especially.
How was the fucking thing that you love? What are they called? I'm thinking peonies, but
oh,
they're
the
not
blossoms,
peonies.
The blossoms,
cherry
blossoms were
blooms.
Fabulous.
Yes.
The blossoms were so
I loved
good.
Your video with the bolter.
Cute,
that was
right?
so cute.
That
yeah.
was Charles's idea. He's better at that. I'm so bad at like recording myself. But
I know,
so
am I.
Yeah,
so I also hate like, asking other people to like
me too, so
take
bad.
Videos of me.
So that was his idea and it came out really cute. And
it was very Taylor vibe.
He used to took a bunch of videos of me like running back and forth with the lights. Because, okay, so when you go... to Hanami Nights is over, so unfortunately if you missed going to the blossoms at night, you missed it, but they light up the trees at night with
yeah,
these like,
it looks
pink
so
lights,
gorgeous.
And it makes it just look really cool, and it was very spooky, like you know, and we all waited until sunset to really kind of fuck around, and so everybody was like just so excited, everybody was taking pictures and funny things like that.
That's cute.
And so it was a really good time, but the lights were like they were like floodlights because
oh, okay.
they were for the trees, and so if you were walking up the pathway at a certain angle, the like on the opposite way of where they're supposed to be putting at the trees, you're just like walking into like so you just like couldn't
you're
see
blind.
Anything
that's
yeah
funny.
But it ended up looking cool on video, so like
yeah,
all the videos
so cool.
and the pictures of me where I'm like looking at the light, I'm like being blinded to death, like I'm just like I can't even see anything.
That's like
and
a so, classic like Instagram versus reality
yeah,
type 100%.
Of thing
yeah.
like we'd be done and I'd be like is it good I can't see yeah. and I'd be like falling over and Charles would be like yeah it's fine
yeah
and it was hilarious, but yeah it was a good time. It was a sweet thing. There was like a performance going on. It was weird, to be clear. It was weird. You
yeah.
have to really like cherry blossoms to go to something like that. Not even, I mean, I don't know. It was a bizarre thing. There were so many more people than I thought there would
wow.
be. Like it was just so crowded, which kind of like scares me and bumps me out a little, cuz I don't want everybody to. That's my thing.
Well, you're the influencer. You're
the
one influencing everybody to go. Yeah,
it's kind of my fault.
You might need to gatekeep them. Though.
I know. I think yeah. I have to stop. Like, I have to stop like talking about when it's
how great
bloom.
They are. Yeah.
But I'm gonna go back this week probably during the morning because it's just really beautiful in the daytime, and I got to go at like dusk, nighttime, and it was fine, whatever. But peak bloom was last week, so this week the petals will be falling off
beautiful.
A little bit, so they'll be like blowing in the wind and
lovely.
Like on the ground. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And to see that at like 9:10 a.m. like
yeah.
it's just a really beautiful beautiful time, so I'll probably do that.
I'm excited
and
for
have
you
have a lovely day. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so nice out in New York today. It's 85 degrees or something insane, and we're stuck inside, of course.
I know.
I'm very salty about
podcast
it
podcast outside.
I know, god, we like should have no
that would
been
be
too
no
hot,
we'd literally been
sweating
our dicks
yeah,
off.
I would have had to like wear a bathing suit.
I
see you still have your 11 bracelet on.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just noticing. Love that. Keep it. Never get
yeah,
rid of it.
Yeah, I'm a club rat.
Never get rid
no,
of
I'm
it.
No, I'm saving it for my, like, I'm going to start, like, just journaling and scrapbooking, I
love,
think.
Love that.
Because I'm in my scrapbooking era, I think. I'll probably
do it
for, like, a week and then stop. But
of course, yeah.
I'm going to put my
but you save
my
some,
bracelet in
right,
the,
you save
in
some
the
good memes at that time.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, during
yeah.
that time, you catch a few, which is great.
Yeah, because I don't have a lot of memories of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will withhold the memory of that I was in there. My body was in the club.
Yep.
My mind was in another planet.
No, no, no. Your mind never makes it to the club. People forget. Like, it's always just your body, not your mind. So you need all you can to jog those.
They
memories.
Play Taylor Swift in the club. I remember that.
What they play?
Love Story. A little of course, remix. Of yep. Course. Yep. Yep. Obsessed yep. Everyone's that. Taking videos of me. It's very funny. But one thing I did That's want so to talk fun. About oh. was the New York Times. Because I...
Oh, yeah. Has that happened since? I, like, forget what's happened since. Okay.
I just have a little bit of a bone to pick.
Spit it out,
and
girl.
I just want to say this. Speak on and it. The New York Times, you know, they said it. They reviewed the album. They came out with this whole article about how she's an oxygen sucking, blah, blah, blah. The
too
album
successful.
Is
successful.
Yeah, the album's too edited, whatever they said. Fuck you.
A lot of.
Yeah, no, literally.
Yeah.
They come out and then they come out with another article that's like, oh, actually, like, we listened to the album again a couple more times and, like, it's actually really good. Like, mm-hmm. we take everything we back. No. No. Okay. You know what? I take that back a little bit because I was hesitant about Midnights and then I grew to love it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the New York Times saying this because I feel like a lot of people need to take a page out of the New York Times book, even mm-hmm. though I don't want to give them the credit.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot judge an
album.
Well,
to be clear, this is one person.
Who
not,
said.
And I don't even think that guy, was it the same guy who wrote the original piece?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I don't know, honestly.
Regardless, this guy, because you're right, you're spot on. It's fine to take back your comments or to maybe think like, hey, listen, you know, I was a little harsh that first time. Or like, I should have waited another time, like whatever. The problem we have with this album specifically and with albums in general, like album reviews and whatever, blah, 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 is that people make these snap judgments.
Yeah, everyone just wants to get their opinion out first.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And they just want the clicks, they want the engagement, whatever.
Yeah.
Who it possessed to have that kind of attitude, like, with this album is beyond me. I don't understand why anybody would do that and, like, have it spawn into these other just like a total hit piece from the New York Times. Like, just made no sense.
How can you, as a professional who listened to an album once or twice all the way through, say that you know, like, you have formed a fully thought out opinion on an album that dropped 15 more songs at midnight? Like, this is a 31 song album. You cannot say that you listened to it once or twice and all the songs sound the same. Oh, the whole album is the same. Yeah, no shit, because you listen to 30 songs in a row. They're all gonna blend together. That's the point of an album. The point of an album is so that it has a cohesive sound. You've never put on an album that has a different sound for every single fucking song. That's a disaster, and that's a mess, and it's not gonna sound cohesive when you play it all the way through. The album is going to sound similar. Every fucking artist does that. Every artist.
And that too, you're right. It's like, it's the tone. It's the tone that was set. And I don't understand why these people don't understand. And so many people don't understand, especially fucking Pitchfork.
Everyone.
Everyone wants to, they understand that their reviews, thoughts, blah, 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 whatever. They do set the tone in a certain way within a certain group of people, people that pay attention to those things. And the New York Times sets the tone on its own. And for the New York Times to take the stance of this album kind of sucks after 1 to 2 listens, it's fucking insane. It's absolutely fucking insane. It's just a complete disservice to Taylor as a person, to the album, to the people that worked on the album.
Yeah, and it's just not fair.
It's insane. And that's fine. If you listen to it and it's really not your bag and you just are not whatever, instead of saying it is bad, objectively speaking, you can say, oh, I only listened to it twice. And to be honest, I need a few more listens.
Yeah.
It didn't hit me right away. I can tell the work is there. The lyricism is nice. Like, compliment sandwich. Do something.
Yeah.
Because then you don't run into this embarrassing situation where this guy's coming back and being like, I fucked up. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
The album's actually amazing. Right. Of course. 1 week later. Because of course it is. Because anybody who pretends and who put out, I said this in a tweet, I think, and also in my lyric blog. Anyone who put out a review or something commenting on the album itself less than 12 hours after the second album dropped, like, if yours was out before noon
on
Friday,
you didn't even listen
to the songs.
Yeah.
You did not even listen.
Yeah.
You did not analyze. You did not look at the lyrics. You did nothing to do for this album.
Yeah.
And people were saying online, they're like, well, typically news outlets get we'll get the album early under embargo, whatever. As far as I, rumors on the street is Taylor does not do that anymore at all for anybody. And she certainly would not have done that for the surprise drop album. That's impossible. That wouldn't have happened. No one knew it was coming. There's not even vinyls of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was a surprise to everyone but Taylor and like
her team. Yeah.
And that's it. So for you to then go and judge and set the tone about this album and act like it's meh when you haven't even given it the proper time to process is just, it's asinine. It's absolutely insane. It's taking advantage of whatever. And people were saying this to me. They were like, well, they're just doing these reviews for like the general public, whatever. I'm like, exactly. Why are we undermining the general public and thinking like, oh, they're not going to get it, so let's just tell them it's a lot of blah, blah, blah about your boyfriend. Have some faith in the general public to be able to understand a complex album like this. Like,
I agree.
Don't immediately be like, oh, well, don't bother. A couple of pop songs and then move on. Like, just fuck off.
It's
like,
just so
just
stupid.
Not how you treat people.
It's not to go without saying that if you don't like the album, that's okay. We're not saying that, like, you need to praise the album if you don't like it. Just saying that you can't give a thought out opinion on 1 to 2 listens on an album like this. And I would say this about any album that has 30 fucking songs on it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just be spreading this. And then, I don't know. I just feel like, why even put it out there in the first place?
No, that's what it is. Yeah. Why set that tone?
Yeah.
Why make
like,
it?
Like, no one.
The narrative.
Yeah. No one posts like their random fucking Kacey Musgraves album opinions because it's just like,
no,
it always has to be Taylor. There always has to be that one person that's like, well, I don't like it. Like, because they just have to put out their negativity to go against all the positivity. Mm-hmm. And it's whatever. I get you want to share your opinion. You don't like it. That's fine.
Well, you know what it is, G. They want people to back them up. They feel like they're being contrarian, or they want to like say, oh no, there are tons of us who feel this way.
Yeah.
They want that validation because everyone around them is saying something that's great. And for some reason they're not connecting to it. And whether they're jealous or not connecting to it, or they're not trying to, or they have like a reason that they don't want to, they want to feel like they're not alone in that, because we're all over here having a great time, not feeling alone, having a good time, you know, listening to Taylor Swift. So to me, I just don't think
I would ever.
It's like lashing out for no reason. It's like, why are you lashing out?
I just don't think I would ever listen to an album, be like, oh, I didn't really like that, and then go on TikTok and be like, I listened to this album once and I hated it. It's so bad, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what the hype is. This fucking sucks.
Like, yeah, whatever, like, blah, okay.
Blah. No, it's insane. It's just like, it's rude. And it's also, it makes you look stupid. Like, when I see somebody that listens, here's a perfect example. I have yet to really connect with Cowboy Carter. I have only listened to it once.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone back. And I've listened to a couple songs, like maybe a few more times. But I really haven't connected with it yet. I haven't really sat down, given it a proper chance.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at lyrics. I haven't like done any of the things that I would normally do to like get into an album.
Yeah.
And you don't hear me up here being like, Cowboy Carter sucked.
Yeah, no, literally.
Because I know factually it doesn't. I just haven't had a...
Yeah.
I haven't connected to it yet. I'm not saying that I won't or will or won't.
Yeah.
But I'm not out here talking.
There's just
shit.
This weird phenomenon to bring Taylor down.
It's crazy. It's actually crazy.
And I don't know. I mean, obviously, like, we're both biased because
we are
like this love for her, but like,
we are, but we also love everybody else.
We're fangirls at heart. Yeah.
About all of the other people that have come out with albums in the past couple of months.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen people talk shit in the way that they talk shit about this.
Yeah. Like, it is crazy.
Because, and you know, people will say like, oh, the Arianators will come for you. The Beehive will come for you if you talk shit. We can't talk shit, whatever. And nobody was talking shit, but now it's like, well, the Swifties will come for you, they're the worst fan base in the world, blah, blah, blah. It just like kind of drives me insane why do we have the brunt of it all? Like, why do we have
to be
the crazy ones? Why do we, like, why are you kicking our fucking hive? Like, leave us alone.
I know.
If you don't like it, leave us alone. Step off. Like, we're not fucking crazy. We're just passionate. And that's your problem for not being as passionate as we are about something.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for you. I'm crying for tears for you.
No, really, I'm crying.
Literally.
Too. Like, it's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you can't.
That
you take things so seriously that you can't understand, like, the passion. You can't understand. You can't be like, oh, look at those girls having fun. Like,
don't get it. And I'm sorry that you don't get it.
Makes
I'm sorry that you haven't gone through what we've gone through to get it.
I'm sorry that you haven't lived this life. But listen, being a Swiftie is earned, okay? It's earned.
Okay?
You go through some shit to be a Swiftie.
Okay? Not everyone gets it.
Not everyone gets it.
But we do.
No, but for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sorry.
So I
like,
just wanted to get that out a little bit because I was just annoyed with just everything.
No, it's
everything.
True. It's insane. So have you been seeing, like, you are probably on the end of the cycle that I was through last week where it was just, like, influencers talking shit, like, everybody talking shit, whatever. It's finally cleared out. I've stopped seeing it on
and
my
now,
shit.
Yeah, because I haven't been on my phone. So,
right,
like, I've just
so you're, like,
really been
all.
Seeing all of it, and I'm just like, oh my God.
It's crazy. It's, like, kind of nuts. Like, the people, there's so many people that I like and think are funny or whatever, and I know that people are just, like, capitalizing for clicks and stuff, and
yeah.
it's, like, engagement, like, rage clicks and rage hate. Whatever.
Yeah, I get that.
But even that to me, I'm like, so why are we doing this? Like, why... I don't know. You can't think of anything better
yeah.
to get rage engagement.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
I agree. I'm just over it. And
yeah.
I'm
with you.
I think anytime I just got to keep scrolling. I just let it piss. And I don't know why I let it piss me off, but it just pisses me off. Because I'm just like, if you just listen, like even with Francesca and Rhea, like they were talking about the album and we're listening in the car and we're talking about it, whatever. And Francesca's like, you know, we're both like about to get married. We're like in this really like good stage of our lives. Like, it's not very relatable. I think I need to listen to it more, whatever. I was like,
I totally get that. Yeah.
She was like, there's just not that many songs that I have connected with. I have to keep listening. I was like, I get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you should listen again, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're in the car and I'm playing it. And Francesca and Rhea are like, wow, like, I actually really like this song. Like, I didn't like this song until, you know, I heard it in the car, I heard it in my headphones, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it grows on you because there's so many songs, and that's the way I think for Jessica and Rhea handled it perfectly, because I could tell that they both didn't love it right away, and that's so fine. And they didn't even have to like it. They could have been like, I don't like, I listened to it, you know, I listened to it five times, I tried, whatever, I just don't really like it. I'm about to get married, I'm happy, I don't want to listen to So Long London.
It's definitely not
like,
definitely not like, if you're in like a super happy place, positive butterflies, bubblegum, you know, all the bullshit like they're in right now. It's certainly not the album you're like, oh, let's put this on.
Yeah,
and like, turn all the lights off.
Yeah,
like
we do. It's
they're also, neither of them are really sad girls in music, like generally speaking. Like, they
like
don't,
I think
they
Rhea's
don't like
favorite
album is
1989.
Yeah, she
like,
doesn't. I actually am surprised she even likes it at all. Likes this album at all. Like, I wouldn't have thought she would like that album at all. Fran, though, I feel would be on the fence because
she can get
a sad song.
Yeah.
But it is true. Like, and I was saying this too. I got a call from Francis over the weekend. He was driving somewhere and listening to the album.
Yeah.
He was asking, like, what, it was the first time he was listening to it. He's like, how should I listen to it? Like, what are some of the good ones? Are people talking about?
Yeah.
Because like, there's so many songs I didn't realize. And I was like, exactly, there are. However, I just keep telling everyone to listen to it in order. Like, just start from Fortnite and make your way down to the manuscript. And that, it's, I truly think, the best way to listen to it, because it, that way, it makes the story so comprehensive. Like, you can see the story, you can feel the emotions, the ups and downs. And once you get to the anthology songs, it like fills in some of the blanks from the beginning. Like the way it looks in my head is just kind of like that. Like, they're almost footnotes and like kind of finishing up chapters and like closing doors and whatever. And then the manuscript is like the end.
Yeah.
You know
and
mean?
If it's your first time doing that, like, the songs are going to sound similar. And even with us, like, when
but
we
they
listen
all,
to the...
they are supposed to. That's what people don't understand. Like, they're supposed to like compliment each other. They're also
it's
supposed
the
to sound
album.
Like some of her old songs that she's referencing.
Yeah.
Like, she has certain riffs here
I
and
I don't
there.
Think there's one artist on planet Earth that has put out an album where every song doesn't sound, at least have the same vibe.
Similar vibe, right?
Yeah.
That's how you know who it is.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
By an artist, it's how you understand. But it's, what I think is so smart about this album is it really is just tying up every string that she's had throughout her entire career and her entire life, whether it's with, you know, with a guy or herself or whatever, because it really does, like, there are small notes or little riffs or even one of the, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yeah.
I was listening to it. And in my head, if you sing it slowly, the I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday, it sounds like Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The Someday I Wish Upon a Star.
Yeah, kind of.
So there's like other weird things that are in there. And like, and she had that in the Carmen music video. She's got the Dorothy thing going on. Like, there's so many connections you can make if you want to dig deep to all these different things. And it's just... the best way to do it is just to listen top to bottom and figure out your favorite parts and your favorite lyrics and riffs and things. Like, it's just all, it just feels like one big, you know, one big 2 hour, let's just sit back and play,
it's a lot to digest.
Hours,
and that's,
you know?
And it, again, that's why I feel like it's just not fair to give an opinion about it.
Yeah.
When you've only listened to it once or twice, because by the end, I mean, even when we listened to the first time, by like the last four songs, we were like, okay, like, I don't really.
Yeah, I could barely make it through the first time. Yeah, yeah, I could barely make it through. Those last songs, even those last songs for a while, only now am I finally like giving them the love they deserve. Like the Black Dog caught it bad.
Black Dog
me
is so good.
Because I love it now, yeah. But it was at the end. So I like really wasn't paying attention to it.
Oh, do you mean the Bolter?
Or no, sorry, the Bolter. Yeah. The Bolter was at the end and love I really wasn't catching on. And now I like, I'm like, oh, this is about me as usual.
Yeah, my song of the day is Albatross, the Albatross for me today. Also, today's April 29th. Do you want to know where I was?
Do you really want to know where I was April 29th? I was trying to get Tommy to do a... It's Tom, happy birthday, Tommy Smokes.
Oh, we should make a TikTok after this with on Taylor Watch of Do You Really Want to Know?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. And so I was telling him he was trying to do like a viral tweet for his, you know, for his birthday, trying to get attention and wishes. And I told him to do... I said... You could put out like Taylor Swift wants to know. Everybody wants to know where Taylor Swift was on April 29th.
She's with me on my birthday.
FYI, it's my birthday. If that answers any questions, something like that. And he didn't do it. And I was like, you're missing out. He's missing out on all the Swifties.
Yeah, on the girl Swifties. But one last thing I wanted to bring up that was discussed, or we, I think it came out like maybe Thursday or Friday. But Donna Kelsey did a little interview with People. Was it?
I think so. Where she said,
and she said
she loved the album. Yeah.
And she loved the album. And then they were like, do you have any advice that you would give Taylor? And she was like, no, like if anything, she should give me advice. It was so cute.
Oh, yeah. We forget that Donna's a single lady.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right? You're right.
I wonder if like, I don't
Donna is the Golden Bachelor.
That's no, stop. Could that you would be imagine? Amazing.
No, because
they have to call
They
Donna.
Couldn't do that because there would be some clout chasing men that would use her.
No, there really would. And that would be a nightmare.
Actually. Yeah, that would
be
a nightmare.
No. Donna is too like, I love The Bachelor. Everyone knows I love The Bachelor. Donna is too good.
She's too pure for that world.
She's too pure. Can't do it. You know, right. Too many people would come through. All those men. No way. Not for the first Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, no,
anyway.
Totally. No.
No.
She also totally, well, not totally, but she kind of, whatever. She went on to say that Travis sent a picture of her on a double date, and it was her and him and Taylor and Gigi and Brad. Cooper.
Oh my
Cooper.
God. Yeah. Imagine.
I know.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, but yeah,
they were like in LA together or something.
I bet they know because of the Eagles.
Well, yeah, Eagles.
Bradley
yeah,
Cooper
yeah, exactly. Oh my God. I'm sure Bradley was losing his mind.
Like loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
well, I'm
also,
sure he's met Jason and
Travis. That's
what
I'm saying. Yeah. And probably knows Donna for the same.
Yeah.
Wait. And also, Gigi Hadid lives in Pennsylvania currently.
Really?
She's in near New Hope area. I know that because my parents are.
Well,
here.
I love that her and Bella are just slaying
their
own lives.
Living their life.
Bella
right
Hadid
now.
Is like legit a cowgirl, and I'm obsessed with
it. Yeah, she really has done like a full
twist. Yeah.
Wait, we did not discuss. I don't know what day it came out. It might have been Friday. I don't even know. The paparazzi running up on the street on Maddie Healy.
Oh my God.
I felt bad.
I know. I felt so bad.
Yeah, I did. I really.
The
did.
The one thing I will say. Is I have to give props to these TMZ
Holy
paparazzi
shit.
People. Because the same one when that lady ran up on Kanye West and she was like, do you think Bianca has free will?
Yeah. Dude, it's nuts.
The balls that it takes to walk up to Maddie Healy and be like, hey, did you hear this track? Like, excuse me.
Hey, what do you think of Taylor's diss track about you? It's like, what?
Like,
what are you supposed to say?
Okay,
that?
The audacity.
No, it really is nuts. And just shows I am not for that world. I could never.
No, like, if that was me, I'd be like, fuck off, fuck you.
No, really, I'd kill them. Yeah. I'd be like, get out of my fucking
face. And it literally
face.
Looked
like
he was walking
you.
In, like, the suburbs. Like,
no,
it
really.
Like he was, like, literally
he
on
was
the
just
street.
Walking down the street with his hood up, like, clearly in hiding. It's
poor
like,
guy.
Raining.
And he had
like,
a good response. He was like,
he had a good
I'm
response.
Sure it's good.
That's why I wanted to bring it up because he had a good response. The only way he can reply, he laughed a little bit and was like, diss track. And then was like, oh, I haven't heard too much of it, which like yes you have, don't lie, you've heard the entire thing, you've read every single lyric, like don't lie. And he's like, but I'm sure it's good. And it was just really nice, positive. There was no like no sarcasm in there because I expected that. I expected him to have some like flippant response or whatever, and he really didn't. Kept it moving. I'll say this, not a boyfriend in Taylor's history has been like reveled the way he has. People online are like, the way I need Maddie Healy so bad. Like he has had the exact opposite effect. Like people are not talking shit. They just are like, damn girl, we get it and we want next. Like he's fine. Like I do not feel bad. I feel bad that somebody ran up on him, whatever. I didn't like that. Just because I wouldn't have liked that.
I thought you meant he's fine, like he's sexy.
No. But, I mean, well, you know, again.
He has those moments where he's really hot.
I get it. Like, yeah, I get all of it. I get all of it. I totally get the appeal. I get the relationship, the timeline thing, the being friends for so long, the will they, won't they. Like, I totally get the story. But no, in general, like, I'm not worried about his, like, mental health. I'm not worried about whatever. Like, the response has very much been, like, he's fine. We get it. And let's all move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm just hoping that people have, like, learned their lesson a little bit more. The fan base has matured a little bit more. Yeah. Like, there's just really no reason to, like, come at these guys. Like, it didn't happen to us.
Right.
Clearly, she's happy in her new relationship. Like, whatever. Like, there's no reason to, like, run up on Matty Healy and be like, what do you think of the diss track? Like, we don't even know that it's about him.
His,
like, at the end
also,
of the day.
His mom went on some, basically, like, the British version of The View. I forget exactly what show it was. And they asked her, they're like, so, because his mom is famous, Matty Healy's mom, Denise Welsh?
What?
I think, yeah, his mom is famous. And so Denise Welsh, I think, is her name.
Famous actress?
Yeah, Denise Welsh. Ooh. English actress and TV personality. Yeah.
Can I see?
Yeah. But she was just on.
Wait,
that's his mom.
Shut
yeah.
the fuck up.
So she was just
up.
On,
this
like, whatever
is...
the equivalent is of The View in, like, the UK. And they. It was actually a very funny joke. They're like, oh, like, Denise, have you had a good weekend? Blah, blah, blah. Did you hear a new out? Or what about Taylor Swift? And she was like, oh, I barely heard a thing about a new album. Like,
that's
joking
hilarious.
Around. And then
yeah.
she was like, I wish her all the best. And then just they moved on. You know?
Okay. Okay. Wait, no. I got this woman confused. Oops. I thought that this was the woman from.
Judi Dench? Are you
no,
thinking?
No, no. From Great British Bake Off. I thought that was
oh,
the lady
I
from Great British
her.
Bake Off. Yeah, I love
oh
her.
Oh, my God.
That's not her, obviously, but
no, that this is
lovely. She looks like a lovely woman.
Yeah, and she's,
I did not know that Matty Healy was a nepo
funny.
Baby.
Yeah, he's a total
yes.
nepo baby. He keeps that under wraps that he's a nepo baby.
Yeah,
he's
good for
baby.
Him.
But I think he looks like her, but he does kind of look like his dad, to be honest. Mm. His face. Regardless, nepo baby. Everybody's just, you know, it's all in good fun. The Brits, you know, the Brits keep it on lock. I also saw another report about. Just like a hilarious report. I don't know who. It's like insiders say, and it's some random tweet that's like, Joe is happy and dating.
I
and
saw
blah,
this.
Blah, blah, and has moved on. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was going to write that down in my top. Pixar didn't happen.
It was just like, it was the most like, tell him I'm fine, I'm dating.
So fine and I'm happiest ever in my life and I'm slaying and I'm literally thriving.
He needs a better PR team. Like, poor Joe Alwyn too. Like, he needs a better PR team. Hopefully that the new movie coming out. I'm really excited for that movie also.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that will turn things around for him, like, a little bit. I don't know.
No, I saw that headline and I kind of just thought, like, I was going to write it down in my topics, but then I was kind of just like, you know what? Okay.
Like probably fake,
he's
to be
happy.
Honest.
What did he say? Like, he's moved on? Slay.
Something
for
like
you.
That, yeah.
Okay.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Dating, whatever. That's fine. That's all good.
I have been seeing a lot of Joe dick riding. A
lot of Joe dick riding.
And I'm like,
I think
what?
That we've forgotten.
Like, we're not Joe Allwinners.
We're not dick riding anybody, by the way. All these people are, they're dead
we're
to
pussy
us now.
Popping.
Yeah, we're pussy popping. Yeah. Onto the dance floor.
Yeah,
but we're also, you know, these people are dead and buried. We don't need to, we're not digging up graves to revisit.
There's no reason for people to be like, oh, I feel bad for Joe.
No,
like,
no.
They all went through it, you know?
Yeah. Everybody went through it. It's two sides to every story. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that our side, you know, is just much more eloquent than theirs, it seems.
Yeah.
So that's all that. Trying to think what else. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I believe that's it. It was a pretty chill weekend, I'd
which
say.
I'm thankful for.
Yeah, because, you know, I wonder what's going to happen this weekend if she's going to. Oh, one thing. I guess when they showed that calendar for like Torture Poets Department Day release day, and then they like didn't show the rest of the calendar, I assumed it was just blank.
It's just blank. Yeah. Nothing's going on. Yeah, I guess nothing's happening, especially too with no Met Gala potentially.
Yeah, no Met Gala.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
So.
I know. If that, I hope that they go next
Although,
weekend.
Although, again, does she, like, this is, imagine it's all this with no promo.
No, I know. She doesn't
imagine
need to do anything.
She doesn't need to do anything.
I know. But yeah, I'm so freaking excited for Paris.
I can't wait.
I can't.
Oh, wait, let me tell you about I'll tell you about my outfit too before we go. Because I'm still mid outfit. Like, I really have not found
I know. I need
really
like accessories and shoes.
Right. So I'm feeling now at this stage in my planning a little boxed in. Oh, we found somebody for the jacket, by the way. So thank you to everybody that sent DMs, that followed, did everything, whatever. So we have found a night three jacket wearer, and we'll be passing it off to her when we get to Paris, which
can't
is
wait
very
to meet
exciting.
Her.
But so I have currently, I'm feeling a little boxed in by that cape I bought myself that has the snakes all over it.
Right.
And I still love it. It's just, it just looks kind of funny with everything I put on.
Okay.
So I really have to have like a good thing because I have a feeling I'll be taking it off. So
yeah,
I don't want it to be like, you know, whatever. So I started off getting like black bodysuit thing with those shimmery tights. Mm. And I like the shimmery tights. So I'm going to still wear those. Now I've gone and found myself a newsprint bodysuit, long sleeve.
Love.
Like Reputation.
Okay. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Totally.
And then I also got a black motorcycle boots.
Slay.
That are pretty cool.
Slay.
I've got the black,
you know what,
snake
you could
rings and
do,
such.
Which would be cute.
What?
You could do like the newspaper shirt with like maybe like micro mini shorts or something, like leather mini shorts.
Yeah.
You could do the tights underneath or not.
Yeah.
And then like the motorcycle boots. Like that would look so cute.
That would be fun. Well, that's basically the outfit, except I would do it as
would
like
you still do the cape?
I would do the cape.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cape will be a part of it for sure. But it is making me feel a little boxed in. So we'll see. We'll see when.
But
the
still
thing
Reputation
comes.
Vibe for sure.
Very much still Reputation vibe. I was wanting to kind of combine some with a little Torch of Poets. Like again, this is about the same time, or no, maybe it was like a month before. Last year I had an outfit planned. I wasn't kind of like loving it. And then I found something fucking perfect like a week before or whatever.
Yeah.
And it ended up being that love and
love dress. Yeah, so cute.
So I still am on the hunt. So if you're seeing something Reputation coated that's like fabulous, send it to me.
Yeah, and if you see any anything Midnight's coated shoes wise, please send it to me because
fabulous.
I have my dress. I'm looking for a fun pair of like navy blue boots because my dress is navy blue and yellow, and
right.
I want to do
the blue boots that I have are not. They're
yeah,
blue,
they're
I
like
think.
Metallic blue, right? Like
no,
a cobalt.
They're not
like
metallic blue. They're suede, but they're like. Really, they're like,
but they're like almost like this type of
they're
blue,
like
right?
Blue. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean,
yeah.
Like they look blue like that pen. You know
okay,
what I mean? Like they're blue as fuck.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm looking for some sort of navy blue boot, whether it's a cowboy boot or a knee. I want knee high.
Yeah,
or at least with the cowboy boot, like a higher boot.
Sure.
But
yeah, of course.
that's what I'm trying to
do. So if anybody sees anything, also I want to know what people are wearing. Tell us, just like let us know what you're wearing.
Totally.
Any European concert, maybe not just Paris, like anywhere you're going. I'm dying to know what other people are wearing. Like it's a new, you know, a new dawn, a new day, a new life.
Yeah,
we're feeling good. So I'm wondering, like, are we still shopping on Amazon for our outfits? Are we still making them ourselves, like hand making them?
Oh, I'm sure people are.
You know, like, what are we doing? I'm dying to know. I feel like we've fallen off. It's been so long since we've had a show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just pumped up.
I'm so pumped.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
I know.
It's going to be incredible.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So, all right. Follow along for all that. Call in for our Thursday episode. We're going to do voicemails.
Yeah,
We didn't do any today, so we're going to do a ton this
on Thursday.
On Thursday.
DMs, so text.
DMs,
text. DM Taylor Watch Instagram.
What is it? 347?
450-0723. 347-450-0723.
Call, leave a voicemail, or text that number, or message the Taylor Watch Instagram to be featured on Thursday. We still have to get your thoughts on the albums. Again, we're just trying to give everybody time to process for this exact reason that this New York Times man, for us, for this, for them.
I know, because I can't even
time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously we did the lyrics breakdown, so like we talked about all that, but like I still can't even I couldn't
tell you my top five,
I wanted,
or top 10 right now.
Yeah, me neither.
I couldn't
at all.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah,
so
I want to do a draft maybe on Monday.
That'd be nice.
And then
maybe we'll see if Dave's in town, if you'd be down.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's a big
album, gonna say,
so it'd be fun for all of us. Or when he'll be in
town. There's a lot of them.
I don't know when. Right.
Oh, yeah, when he'll be in town.
I don't know when he'll be in town next.
But if not, Dave, it would be fun to have like fights back on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I would love to have fights back on.
Maybe we save Dave for
just
because
another.
Fights,
he can just come on.
Yeah, he can just come on.
Yeah, I feel like. I love to Dave, but I feel like he doesn't like the sad songs the way that Fights does.
That's so true.
This is a very sad album.
Right. We need a sad queen.
Yeah.
And Fights is that person.
Fights
so
is
I'll
a
ask
sad
him.
Queen.
I'll see what he's up to.
Okay, Slay.
All right, perfect. All right, so then we will see you guys on Thursday. We love you so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Goodbye.
Love you guys.